This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2101. You can be frugal and shop gourmet, by Elaine Massicott of freetopursue.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. You can be frugal and shop gourmet, by Elaine Massicott of freetopursue.com. I was on my way to pick up a prescription for our Greyhound this past Monday when I noticed that a local gourmet shop, G.J. Andrews Food and Wine Shop, had a sale on selected wines. I decided it would be a good excuse to stop in once I was done at the vet's office, and boy, did it not disappoint. Since I was in no rush, I decided to wander the aisles and take in the overwhelming variety of prepared sauces, fresh fare, and other delectable items on offer. As I've written before, I'm rather opportunistic when it comes to grocery shopping. As expected, they had an amazing selection of various sauces and spices compared to the average mainstream grocery store. Here are a few examples to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Over 60 barbecue sauces, over 80 mustards, over 50 salad dressings, and the list goes on. They also had some fresh fruit and vegetables for sale. Of note is that their prices were in line with what's sold in large stores, and the green onions were being sold at 10% less than you can find elsewhere. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised. Another surprise is what I discovered in the spice aisle. Of course, there was a great selection, but some of the prices were great too. Last week, I had foregone purchasing nutmeg when I balked at the price. $7.25 for 52 grams? At this specialty shop, $2.99 for 42 grams, regular price. That's half price compared to a discount store. Wow. What got me in the door to begin with was the great bargain. They had a large selection of wines on offer, and all the prices were in line with what I would expect to pay elsewhere. I wouldn't hesitate to go get a bottle there anytime. That said, their sale didn't disappoint. Among other sale items, they had three wine options, a Merlot, a Cabernet, and an Italian mixed red, on for $8.99 compared to $11.99 regular price. Believe me when I say it's difficult to find a decent bottle of wine for under $9 in Canada. If you bought a case of 12, the price dropped to $8.49 per bottle. Sold. Especially since we had offered to donate a case of wine for a perfume draw, the proceeds of which are earmarked for the nonprofit organization who helped us find and adopt our Greyhound. Coincidence? I think not. As the staff were preparing my order, I asked the very helpful storekeeper about curry sauces because I intend to use our large slow cooker to make a seafood bisque with a banana squash base and some inexpensive mixed seafood this Friday. She immediately selected the Sharwood's red curry sauce, which is made for use with seafood. She also said the chefs use it as a base in some of the foods they prepare in-house. I was surprised when I read the ingredient list. No ingredients. The only ingredient that's not food in this sauce is lactic acid, no biggie. So this sauce was my splurge for the visit, at $5.79 per jar. Given it will flavor a whole thing of bisque, I'm calling it a good purchase. What did I learn from my visit? Number one, shopping at a small local retailer does not mean you have to pay too much. Number two, knowing your prices is key to finding the good deals no matter where you shop. Number three, gourmet shops provide great advice and ideas to make what would be a regular meal made with basic and inexpensive ingredients great. Number four, you can support your local grocery store and not break your money-saving rules. And number five, shopping in specialty shops is a lot of fun. I felt like a kid in a candy store as I perused the great variety of fresh and prepared foods. I must have spent at least 30 minutes just looking around. It was a ton of fun. I only wish I had someone else with me to share the experience. If for no other reason than satisfying your curiosity, I'd highly recommend dropping into a local gourmet shop or two this fall. Not only is it a fun experience, but you might be surprised at what you'll find that will make cooking at home even more fun without breaking the bank. You just listened to the post titled, You Can Be Frugal and Shop Gourmet by Alain Massicotte of freetopursue.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think Alain made a great point about being familiar about what things cost so you can spot a good deal when you see one. Here are a few other tips that guide my grocery shopping. I only ever buy meat that's discounted, and I look for prices under $2 or $3 a pound. Whenever I go to the store, I stockpile whatever meat is less than $3 a pound, and then I throw it in the freezer and meal plan around it the following week or sometime in the future. This helps me maintain variety, and by stockpiling, if nothing good is on sale one week, I just don't buy any meat because I have plenty in the freezer. Meat is one of the most expensive things I buy, so this method really helps me keep costs down. I also started noticing that my local Kroger offers digital coupons that can be loaded directly onto my loyalty card, and so I'm not actually clipping coupons. While I'm at the store buying my usual groceries, every now and then I'll notice a call out for a digital coupon for something I'm gonna buy anyway, and I load it onto my loyalty card right there on the Kroger app. I also like to be flexible on what I'm eating so I can take advantage of sales. So for example, most weeks I'm going to make some kind of roasted vegetable as a side dish with dinner, and I'll buy whatever vegetables are on sale that week. Keeping food costs down and cooking most of my meals is one of the main ways I keep my expenses low. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there on the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.